Good evening. Welcome to the Sacred Masculine Show. I am your host, Reverend Jamel A. Gilliam. Reverend J, if you really know me. Let me tell you a little bit about the Sacred Masculine Show. The Sacred Masculine Show is a place for spiritual brothers, that's right, and the women that love them, doing regular stuff for love, family, community, careers, and wealth. And although this show is moderated by masculine individuals, this show addresses the ideas and views of all those seeking to know and live the peace or peace of God by any other names that they may address. This show may also include the humorous side and human side of knowing God. So to those who have come to the realization that they are perfectly imperfect, you are indeed in the right place. Welcome home. We have an interesting show for you today, and this show is pre-recorded, but I wanted to be with you as we celebrate harvest, and that is going to be the theme that has been the theme throughout the month of October, for this is autumn, and so harvest is most frequently discussed in spiritual circles. However, I want to talk about the human side, the worldly side, and just the loving side of harvest. And so by doing that, I am going to be doing a few things. I'm going to share with you a few pieces of prayers. And I'm also going to be having music. And this particular brand of music is something that's near and dear to me. We're talking about jazz, and that's one of my favorite genres of music, because with jazz, it is an indigenous art form, specifically known for you know its bluesy side, for its spiritual side, for its avant-garde side. There's so many versions of jazz. We like to talk about smooth jazz, but jazz, if you know, this is actually a form of music that was founded here in this country, in the United States. And so, although I am recording all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, I hope that we have folks that are abroad, all over the planet. And so, please, if you can, share in the comment section any thoughts or feelings about the show. Although this show is recorded, that doesn't take away from the fact that we are in a virtual world. And so I can check the comments. I can respond. We're here to help, not hinder. We're here to love, not hurt. And so maybe this information that I share today will heal someone, will help someone. And I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, so I am back, and what I want to do is share with you some music. Like I said, I am interested in really going a little deeper. We've done a lot of conversations throughout the year, Sacred Masculine Show. We've talked about finances. We've talked about love. We've talked about just the world. And so I want to encourage all the men and women out there to really start to go within. We are in a time of harvest. We're in a time of transition, not only just in the sense of the seasons changing, but I think that they're also representative of seasons changing all over. And you know, we change seasons in our lives all the time. I'm reminded of a story that I learned in seminary by Reverend Diane Burke. And the story is about, I'm going to take creative license with this story because we're talking about harvest. There was a farmer and his family sitting at dinner, and every evening at dinner, they read a verse from the Bible. And you can make this work for any spiritual book that you read. So it may be the Bible, the Quran, if you're a religious scientist, the Science of Mind text, the Bhagavad Gita. If you're into Course in Miracles, I mean, there are many opportunities to read to your family. And it really may not even have to be something that's, you know, spiritual. It could be something that has some kind of content that will help your family grow. So in any case, The story goes that the farmer was with his family, and each evening they would read from their sacred text. And so this particular, he had a group of kids. He had a 13-year-old, he had a 10-year-old, he had about five kids, 14, 11, and 5. And so his 13-year-old, who was the most inquisitive, you know, his son said, "Hey, you know, I'm tired of reading this text every day at dinner." You know, and each day they would read a verse. And so this would take them throughout the year. And his protest was he was tired of reading. And he said, "Dad, I'm tired of reading this text. Every time, you know, we read it every year. It's the same text. We read this every year. And I, you know, as far as I can remember, we've been reading this every year. You've been reading to us. And I just have a problem with it." And so the dad looked at him with an endearing look and said, "Son, you're right. We have read this every night and it hasn't changed. But the one thing that has changed is you." And so I relate this story and we talk about the seasons. And here in Baltimore, we have four seasons. We have summer, spring, winter, and fall. And so some of us, that is the same thing that we go through in life. We have seasons. And if you think about your life, you also experience seasons with your, you know, birth, childhood, you know, your teenage years, your young adult years, your middle and late adult years. And so each of those times in your life, depending on who you are and what you've been through, look a little different. They look a lot different. Let me just say that. And so I want to encourage us to make sure that we take the opportunity to make these seasons work for us, to make these seasons be a level of progression that we grow. And not only that we grow, that the information that we learn, we're able to share with someone else. And each of us have someone else in our lives. Some of us have children and spouses. Some of us have coworkers. Some of us have extended family. If you don't have any of these things, there's someone who you impact in your life. And so I want to encourage each of you out there to take advantage of the opportunity to give something of someone. This isn't about what you're going to get all the time. And if it's about what you're going to get all the time, you really need to look at the man or woman in the mirror. And so when we talk about seasons changing, that is an opportunity for us to look at how things are. So with that being said, I'm going to play this song for you. And if you are a meditator or if you are a contemplator, if you do a lot of self-reflection, this is an opportunity for you to kind of bask in this song. So I'm going to cue it right up.
Pain inside her eyes.
And that is Fertile Ground from the DMV area. And that is the title track, Seasons Change. I thought that was appropriate for this particular session of the Sacred Masculine Show. And so, I want you guys to reflect on that. If you need to pull it up on YouTube, I'm sure it's there. However, we really need to be mindful of how seasons change. And this is just another change in our life. We are changing. We're changing every day. And some of us, we're changing every minute, every moment. And so that, you know, that really gets me reflecting on a lot of things. It's important that we are really honest with ourselves as we go through the changes as men and women, as we go through the changes as spouses, as we go through the changes as employees. I mean, we're all trying to find something. And I would even argue that most of the things that we're trying to find just lead back to us forming our relationship with the idea of love. It's important that we continue to grow, because I believe when we stop growing, we're pretty much dying. I mean, many people, their only goal in life is to be rich. Their only goal in life is to get things. And, you know, that level of human consumerism really doesn't have anything, nothing grows from it. Now, of course, the person who's selling you those things, they grow. They grow to the degree that they are flourishing financially. But how do you grow? How do you connect with your higher self? How do you connect with the spirit? How do you connect with God? If you are of any other religion, how do you connect with your Savior? How do you connect and become one with all the things that you know that is important in your spiritual community? How? And so I want to share some things with you. I think it's important that we all read from time to time. So I want to share this with you. I wanted to share this from a book by Mark Nepo called The Book of Awakening, Having the Life You Want by Being Present to the Life You Have. And this really talks about what I had been speaking. It says, we tend to cling. That's the name of this narrative. Things that matter come and go. But being touched and feeling life move on, we tend to cling and hold on, not wanting anything to change. Of course, this fails and things do change. Often, we are stubborn to go after what we think is leaving, trying to manipulate and control the flow of life. Of course, this fails too. We can't stop life from flowing, so we're left with feeling what was and what is, and what we call the difference is loss. But all the clinging and holding on only makes things worse. Now, new things come, and some of us anticipate the loss and just let the things of life go by without feeling them at all. I have done all of these things, but when clear enough and open enough, I try to let things in, to let things touch me. I try not to poke and pull at them as they move through. It doesn't eliminate loss, but when entrusting enough to let things happen, I am tuned like a harp held up to wind. And he gives a meditation practice, and it's basically to sit quietly and bring to your mind a feeling that you've tried to hold on to. Breathe evenly, and bring to mind a feeling that you've been cut off, and breathe slowly and bring to mind something that you are feeling deeply right now, trying to allow it in without interfering with its presence. And it's important to really just allow things to be as they are. However, I would also add that when we're changing seasons, these are times to reflect on our lives, on ourselves, on our presence, on our connection with other people, on our relationship with the Most High. Those are the times to do it. And it doesn't have to be. You don't have to walk around on a white cloud with a white scarf. You know, and I'm being kind of funny with that, but you really can just take time, be who you are, and and sit and let the transition sit with you. Most of the time, if we're paying attention, the things that are removed from us were needed in order for us to grow, in order for us to shape into the person that we are supposed to be. And I know that's easy to say, but when we look at our lives, most of us, if we have gone through a whole lot and we are at a place of serenity and peace, it didn't come without any pain or discomfort. It did come with some type of challenge, and so we got through it. And if you are the demonstration of what happened in the past, you can also be the demonstration for someone else who may need to hear that. I want to share this song with you. This is from the Robert Glasper Project with Layla Hathaway featuring Malcolm Jamal Warner. And it's called Jesus Children. And the CD that it's from is Black Radio 2. But I wanted to share this with you because I do believe the words of this song is very important for us to know as we grow spiritually.
Together they smile, the type sunlight that makes the devil back. backtrack into his lair. Yeah, these young souls are soothsayers, spiritual players, accelerated graduators of this game called life. Spinning 16s, making Biggie breakdance and Frankie seem like Layla's dad, with 10,000 other souls watching, true love withhold nothing. Dry tears, we'll spend the next few years silently screaming why, until we realize that their spiritual awakening already understood their undertaking the moment they appeared in the womb playing Rambo, creating heated debates that should have been sparked sooner than the dark hell of December 2012. And now they dance the story of masters much faster than a polygamous pastor can tell a lie. Faster than you can wipe from your eyes the soot of deceit. How these kids dance the story that tell us to delete the feeling of being incomplete from our consciousness. To let these 6 and 7 year olds take a hold of our consciousness. To remind us to laugh, scream, and let our inner child fly higher than deferred dreams seldom seen. Through the lens of love and gratitude, let's give our children love and gratitude.
So again, that was Jesus Children from Black Radio 2, Robert Glasper Experiment. That song says so much to me. If you don't know, that is actually a remake. Jesus Children is a remake from Stevie Wonder. He did a song, I want to say in the 70s or the 80s. I'm not sure of the exact date. His song meant a lot at that time as well. If anyone's familiar with Stevie Wonder, he himself has gone through his own, you know, spiritual journey. And if you pay attention to his music, it's pretty much it explains itself. I'm thankful that we've had him in this time, that he has been with us, sharing his music, sharing his love, sharing his wisdom. He's a talented brother. In any case, Robert Glasper felt the need to remake that song, and I think he did a wonderful job with the help of Malcolm Jamal Warner and Layla Hathaway. So, like I said, this show is pretty much a reflection show about harvest, about change, about transitions. I remember having a conversation with my daughter, and she wanted to know why the seasons changed. And it was an interesting question because, yeah, I think she must have been learning about it in school. I don't remember her age, but I remember the question. And if anyone is a parent out there, you know, your children will give you questions from time to time that will have you kind of asking yourself why. And not because you don't know, but they come with the rawest form of inquiry. They really want to know. It's not, you know, they don't have any motives. You know, they're truly interested in what's happening around them. They're not trying to be, you know, they're not trying to gain wealth from it. They're not trying to look smarter. It's not about feeding their ego. They simply want to know. And so my daughter asked about why the seasons changed. And the only question that I could really come up with was so that things could grow. And then I went on to talk about how the leaves, when the leaves, and in this particular area, the leaves are beautiful at this time of the year. If you get a chance to get northeast region, you absolutely must see. If you drive on a highway, you'll see it. And if you're in an area that has lots of trees, in forest, you'll see the leaves changing, and it's a beautiful thing to see. And so you know, back to my daughter, my conversation with her really was just helping her to see that, you know, it was about things growing. And I went on to share with her about oftentimes when it rains, it usually rains a bit between seasons. And so if you're looking at the seasons changing from summer to fall, right before the weather cracks, meaning goes from extremely hot and humid to that nice, brisk, clean, crisp fall weather, it usually rains a bit, and we get a bit of rain, and that also helps for the leaves to fall out of the tree because the water also does that, but it also waters the ground in the soil and all these things. So, you know, all these things happen, and they're kind of a divine design. It happens almost, you know, and I can't remember a time when it didn't happen. I understand that in some regions of the United States, they are experiencing droughts. But I do know that in most cases, when there's a seasons change, they do experience, there's a transition weather. And usually in this area, rain is that. I believe in the West Coast, when, you know, they may not have snow, but they will have rain. And so that would be their transition weather from fall to winter. They would have rain. And I think that, you know, it, depending on where you are on the planet, it looks a little differently. But there's definitely transition. But in the end, you know, how else can we explain how the plants are growing? Because they're given water. Unless you're in the desert, in most cases, it has a similar, there's some kind of transition weather. And so as we go through this segment, I also want to encourage folks to connect with your children. If you don't have children, connect with your, you know, if you have younger family members. If you don't have that, if you, well, with the neighbor's permission, connect with your neighbor's children or your friend's children and just ask them about what are their feelings about the weather changing? What are their feelings about this autumn harvest? What are their feelings about this, just things changing in general? I think having that conversation and helping them to get it will not only bring to light some things for yourself that you hadn't thought about, but for children, I think if you start early on, it will help them to begin to accept change as they go about their lives and getting older. Too many people in the world don't accept change, won't accept change. They resist it. They fight it. It's the demon. It's the devil. You can't have it. It shouldn't happen. But change is the only thing that's constant, you know. And why not? Why not change? Why not grow? Why not bask in the light of things moving and being better? That is the best thing you could ever do for yourself. That is the best thing you could ever do for others. That is the best thing you could ever do for the world. Because we are really here to serve the world. You know, we are an example to one another. We forget that. Some of us get so caught in our bubbles, and this is all about me, me, me. It really is not about you. It's about how do you represent God when you look at your fellow man or fellow woman. When he or she looks at you, what element of God do they see? Do they see a selfish human being who's out, who's just simply there to take? Or are you the loving light of God? Do you come in the form of that which you were made in the image? Or are you coming in the form of someone who really is about yourselves? I ask you that. Think about that. Reflect on that. And as you realize that it is about your relationship with others, you then begin to realize how you are the presence of change. You are the presence of love. You are the presence of light. You give out and you get it back. You give out and you get it back. If you don't give anything out, nothing comes back. That's just a simple universal law. But if you give out and you get back, and then you'll have more to give out in the later. We give from our overflow. We don't give from a place of just you snapping our fingers and things happen. There's something that you had to give to get what you have been getting. And so just like the rain that feeds the soil, that helps the to water the grass and helps to feed the seeds and help more trees and more grass and more things grow. Just the same water that nourishes those plants that help to feed our animals or help the produce that we eat grow. You know, that's an idea that God came with and created that. And so something comes as a result of that. And so we have to be that same thing. We have to be that same presence where we give and we get. So we talk about a harvest. We are essentially harvesting that which we have put out there. You know, the seeds that we have sown, the love that we have given, the light that we have shined upon others. That is the spirit of a harvest. A harvest is about growing. The harvest is about changing. I would even add that those are really the same thing. Change and growth are the same thing. We talk about that young man that was the farmer's son early on when I started the show, the story that I told. This family, this is what they did for a living. They grew things. And he didn't understand why every year they read from the same sacred text. Until his dad shared with him that it was important that he pay attention and know that although those things were the same, reading, he didn't stay the same. He was changing. He was growing. And so just like the seasons, just like that rain, that water, just like the grass that grows, the produce, realize that you are growing, beloveds. You are changing. You are one with the harvest. You are the harvest. When you look in the mirror today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, say to yourself, I am the harvest. Think about that. That's important for us to know. Many of us forget that. We try to act as if we're not the harvest. We are the harvest. It takes watering. It takes us contributing, sacrificing, being one. But we are the harvest. And so as I get ready to sign out this show, I want to share with you this quote from Matthew 7. It says, a good tree produces good fruit, and so good thoughts bear harvest of good deeds, while evil, or if you want to say ego, it consumes itself in its own flame of its own fire. And if a man's life produces good deeds, then man is himself good, and this is no matter what his particular religion may be. And so what that means is what you put out, you get back. Good tree produces good fruit. We're all good tree. We're all good fruit. But what are you giving out? What are you creating for others? We talk about change. How are you changing in other people's lives? So when we talk about the harvest, my brothers and sisters, the harvest is you. That light is you. That love is you. That universal love, that is God, that is spirit, that are all these beautiful and wonderful names that I myself don't even know. We are the result of those things. And I ask you, if we're made in the likeness and image of that, and I'm going to say he, she, or it, whatever you want to call it. If we are made in the likeness and image of those things, of that thing, then we can be that for others. If it has been that for us, then we can be that for others. So I ask you today, and this is October the 15th, to go forth, be that which you are, the love. And this is Reverend Jamel A. Gillen, Reverend J, if you really know me, signing out. I ask that you come back every third Thursday. I'm here, the Sacred Masculine Show. Please forward to your friends this link. It is accessible to be reviewed over and over again. We also have a Sacred Masculine Show Facebook page. So if you don't know about that, please check that out. Feel free to email me or inbox me. I am on Facebook as Jamel A. Gilliam. I am also on Instagram as I Give Thanks. And please feel free to email me. You can reach me at Give Thanks, and Give Thanks is spelled GIVETHX at live.com. And I hope to hear from some of you out there. If you have any questions or thoughts, I'd be happy to hear from you. So I'm going to sign off with this show with a song and also something for you to reflect on. And so I hope that you all have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to speaking with you next month. Take care.
secrets of sound, secrets of wisdom.
Take care, beloveds. Be well.